Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast. And we're inviting you to stay tuned today to a very special broadcast as we'll be joining Brother Hardy in just a moment as he is preaching a very dynamic message under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit entitled Heirs of God. We know in the Word of God that it has proclaimed that if we are sons of God and children of God, then we are also heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God wants us to know what belongs to us as His children and what our inheritance is, that we might partake of all the many blessings and benefits that belong to us as His children and as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
I know you got saved through the Word because it's by the Word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. James 1:17 said, of His own will begat He us with the Word of His truth, that we should be the kind of first fruits of His creature. God begat us by the Word, that we would be a fruit of His creation. And as we follow Him, we grow up like a little baby. When we were born, we didn't realize how wealthy our father was. When we began to be a little child, we just began to realize a little bit what we got in God. How many say amen? But as we grow up and grow up into Jesus and become mature and grow up into Him in all things, we find out that the Father has elevated us to a space and a status that John said, beloved, now are we the sons of God and not just mere junior sons, half brethren, but we are the heirs of God, and we can sit down with Jesus in His throne room as joint heirs and joint rulers. Jesus overcame and sat down in His Father's throne room, a joint ruler with His Father. Dominion over everything. The Father said, sit at My right hand, son. I'm going to put the enemy at your feet as a footstool. You're going to be the master and the ruler and He that has dominion over everything. How many say amen? And as we follow Jesus, he that endures to the end will be saved. He that overcomes, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that endures to the end, Jesus said, even as I have overcame and sat down in My Father's throne room, he that overcomes shall sit down with Me, an equal, a co, a joint ruler with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe this? You folks believe this message? You know who is going to judge the world? Judge means to oversee, to administer, and tend and take care of. Like Samson was a judge. Like Deborah was a judge of Israel. She ruled and overseen the affairs of God's people. Isn't that right? We're going to rule the world. We're going to sit down as the co-rulers with Jesus. Jesus is going to say, when He leads us to the Father's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom. Enter into the joy. Come and sit with Me in My Father's throne room. Here is a crown. Only kings get crowns. Can you say amen? Who ever heard of having a crown and being a king without somebody to reign over? Isn't that right? Why, John said, He has redeemed us out of every nation and kindred and tongue and tribe and has made us kings and priests with our God, and we shall reign with Him forever and ever and ever. I'm about ready to shout right on out of this building. How many say amen? I feel so good. I just feel like a king. We're the sons of the great King. Can you say amen? We're the kings, and He's the King of kings. How many say amen? Isn't that so? And the word Lord means master, and we're the master with the Master of Masters. How many say amen? I feel good. I refuse to be bound. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be under the powers of Satan. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. He's got all power, and He gave it to me, and I'm going to take it. I've got all the power over the devil. If you don't believe it, devil, I dare you to come. Can you say amen? I'm not boasting in Brother Hardy. I'm boasting in Brother Jesus. I'm talking about I'm in the Lord. I put on the Lord. I can't do it, but my Jesus shall. But my God shall. We're more than a conqueror through Him. Amen. I like Philippians 4:13. I can. God's name is I am. But when He born me into the family, He gave me a new name. He changed my name to I can. I can do all things. I can do everything through Christ. Not through myself, but through Christ, which strengtheneth me or gives me His ability. And He's got all the ability. He's got all the power. He's got all the wisdom. He's got all the knowledge. And through Him I can do all things. Do you believe this? Some of you, I feel sorry for the devil now. I feel sorry some of these folks are really going to work him over. Amen? I know why the enemy fought to keep folks out. As long as we preach other kind of messages, it's all right. But when we preach these kind of messages, he don't want the children of God to hear it. He wants to keep them bound and scared of their own shadow when there is no fear in love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. For God is love. There's no fear in God. There's no fear in Jesus. That's where I am. Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. There's no fear there. Perfect love. Jesus cast out all fear. You don't have to be afraid of somebody you have power over. How many say amen? You don't have to be afraid of something and someone you have power over. And Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. I'm not afraid of him because I got power over him. I don't know why he gave it to me, but I'm glad he did. It's part of my inheritance. I'm going to take it. How many say amen? You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Just try the scriptures. Amen. If he's running you, if he's buffeting and kicking you, use the word on him. The Bible said, resist the devil and he'll what? Are you supposed to run from the devil? You're supposed to make him run. You better get out of here, devil, because if you're not out of here, amen, if you get in this line, we're going to resist you. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name, and the name represents him and all that he is. The name represents you. Your name represents you and all that pertains to you. And his name represents his power. And you can say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, come out. And Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe, that act in my name. Name, which is my power, they shall cast out devils. I can see Jesus. It's the last 3 days before they would take him to crucify him. Anywhere and everywhere in any kind of demon he met, he was a complete master over him. When he met all the devil could get in a body called Legion, all he did was say, peace. And all the devil could get in a body, fell at the feet of all of God. God could get in a body. When the enemy got in the winds to destroy Jesus when he was asleep, he just got up on the boat and said, I rebuke you, lay down and go to sleep. I know it was the devil in the winds because he rebuked the winds. He wouldn't be rebuking his Father. Did it say he rebuked the winds and the waves? The devil got into it. Because he's the prince of the power of the air. He's just a prince. Jesus is the king. How many say amen? He's a prince. We're the kings and priests of God. I believe a lot of this devastation and destruction is the prince of the power of the air getting in the air. He knows his time's short. But I believe if you're a child of God, God will protect you. You got power over it. I've been in a meeting when cyclones dropped down and headed for the tent, and we just rebuked them in the name of Jesus, and it seemed like a wind coming, broke them up. And then we'd go on, and then another cyclone would begin to drop down and head for the tent, and we'd rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and the wind would come, break it up, and go on. Go by us, and the paper say the next day, greatest miracle, tent still standing. Tornado and cyclone rips up trees and destroys property. Can you say amen? We just went on, shouted the victory. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. the heirs of omnipotence, the heirs of power in the fullness, the heirs of peace in the fullness, the heirs of joy in the completeness, the heirs of Almighty God, the heirs of the worlds to come, the kings with the King of Kings, the sons with the Son of Sons. Can you say amen? Do you believe that? Oh, I refuse to be sick and weak and bound and bruised. I'm going to grow up into Him in all things. I'm going to put Jesus on. I'm going to put on His faith, His wisdom, His power, His anointing, His joy, His fullness. Jesus said, heretofore up until this time you've asked nothing in My name. But He said, from now on, whatsoever you ask the Father in My name, He will give it to you. Did you ever read that in the Bible? Do you believe it? Jesus said, from now on, you go to the Father with My name, because the Father has put everything under My name and in My hands and gave it to Me as the heir. He's the banker and custodian of all the powers and wealth in the universe. He's turned it over to Me. And whatever you got to need, I brought you into the family as a son and a joint heir. Whatever you got to need, then go to the Father in My name. And whatsoever you ask the Father in My name, He will give it you.
Amen. And what an inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy, heirs of God. Truly, it is important for we as Christians to understand and comprehend our full inheritance as children of God, because the scriptures tell us that we're not only heirs of God, but we're joint or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to know exactly what our inheritance is, because Jesus has been made our sanctification, our redemption, our righteousness, and now we are partakers of the divine nature of God through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We would like you to have a copy of this message, Heirs of God. It is available on both CD and cassette, and we'll be happy to send it to you upon request. And when you order this sermon, Heirs of God, we will send you the bonus sermon by Brother Hardy, A Christian Adoption. Because now that we've been begotten again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, we have been adopted into the family of God with all its rights and privileges. The Word of God tells us God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son in our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, the term Abba, Father is very intimate. It's an endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. And that's the kind of relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father. So we'd like to send you both of these sermons, Heirs of God and The Christian Adoption. You can receive them on two audio cassettes for your love gift for at least $10, or two CDs for your love gift of at least $15. Please request the Heirs of God series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.